Cars and trucks are whizzing past here along Highway 287 between Fort Collins, Colorado and Laramie, Wyoming. This valley that the highway runs through is narrow, covered in shrubs with rocky walls on both sides, sort of a geologic bathtub shape. This is the site for the Northern Integrated Supply Project's biggest reservoir. And if it ends up being built, I'd be standing more than 200 feet underwater here. Better known by its acronym, NISP would create one of the West's biggest reservoirs in the past couple decades. And with a more than $1 billion price tag, a project of this size has those who live nearby concerned. If the proposed Glade Reservoir is built, Lori Nielsen would have almost lakefront property.
Our house is situated far enough away, our property value would probably increase, you know, ironically, with a reservoir of this nature.
But in the sprawling network of proposed water pipelines and the new dam down the road, Nielsen sees a bigger force at play: population growth.
Building reservoirs, reservoir development, is something that we used to do 50 years ago or 100 years ago. We have so many more tools at our disposal now to plan for that growth that I feel like are being ignored.
People still want to come to Colorado.
Brad Wind is the general manager of Northern Water, the quasi-governmental agency that moves water through tunnels, canals, and reservoirs across a broad swath of northern Colorado.
And shutting off the water tap is probably not the means to slow the growth down.
Wind's district is pushing for NISP on behalf of 15 other water providers, mostly small suburbs with ambitions to grow.
As they bring on the anticipated growth that they're foreseeing, there is just not, in our minds, another go-to besides drying up agriculture within their vicinity.
For decades, Colorado's cities have been buying up agricultural water rights to keep up with demand. NISP, he says, is meant to curb that trend. That's the case for Erie, a rapidly growing town with an easy commute to Boulder and North Denver. It would be the largest recipient of the new project's water.
And there is no doubt that Erie needs this water to meet its build-out demands.
Paul Zylis is the town's water attorney. He was brought on in the late 80s when Erie had only one small reservoir for its drinking supply.
And it went dry. And they literally were going to have to truck water, and luckily we found a temporary solution, and from there we've moved forward.
With limited water supplies, Zylis says home prices are already rising due to the high cost of coming up with new water, either buying it from farmers or building big new buckets.
The bottom line is that if NISP doesn't get built, every one of the 15 participants are going to be on their own competing for scarce water.
And that, he says, will force suburban cities and developers to scour the countryside for farmers wanting to sell their water rights.
Yeah.
The project would tap into the Poudre River and fill its reservoir with its turbulent spring flows. That's the same time kayakers flock to its newly built whitewater park in downtown Fort Collins.
It's already pretty affected, but NISP would really increase that effect to almost there being no flooding or, you know, natural kind of rise in the river due to the snowmelt.
Evan Stafford is with American Whitewater, a river recreation advocacy group. He says a Western river's rise and fall is important, not just for recreators, but for its ecological health. High spring flows flush sediment downstream and are critical for fish and bird habitat. Without them?
It would be hard, I think, to really call it a river at that point. It becomes a drainage ditch.
Northern Water says when the project is built, they'll actually end up adding water to the river in times of low flow, and diverting the high flows are a necessary trade-off. The project still needs one more federal approval before it's considered fully permitted, and that could come as early as this fall. I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.